My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Ow! It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far. Ow! So once again, it'll be a 3-2. Ow! 3-2. Swung on. A pop foul. Ow! It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far. Ow! So once again, it'll be a 3-2.
Ow! So I wonder if...
All right, before we turn our attention to the Lions, can we just deconstruct that update for a minute, just so I'm clear? We had single-A baseball stats. We had an entire romantic reading of a Yahoo Fantasy Football article and the Washington Commanders starting quarterback. I'm going to write Jeremy's next update.
No, it's funny because I asked him, hey, what's the big news? He was like, not a lot. What do you got? I was like, not a lot.
I didn't realize we were doing passages from Yahoo Fantasy. Who cares? I digress. Let's get into the football. I am in a different mind space than other hosts at this station, so I can't sit here and, in any serious manner, do a big debate about, you know, Bob Bates, this nobody kicker they have, or... oh, my God, who's going to be the third receiver? I mean, the morning show did 2 hours on this today, yelling about Julio Jones, who's a corpse. So here's the way we are going to attempt to do this. What is your biggest concern of the three things I offer you? One is you don't have a third wide receiver. You just don't. Now, I've argued you probably don't really need one. Your third wide receiver is truthfully, Jameson Williams, and a combination of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. Mm-hmm. And you have Khalif Raymond. Yet you have pieces that make up that thing because you have the number one, arguably one of the five best receivers in football and the number one tight end in the game. I ain't arguing about a third
wide
receiver.
But see, I think when people say third wide receiver, what they're really saying is if Amon-Ra goes down, who could fill in
right,
that spot?
Right, but that's football.
I understand, but that's what... because, guys, you have a third receiver on the team. As you stated, it's J-Mo. It's Gibbs out the back. There's so many different options that you have that I don't know how Ben Johnson's going to keep everybody happy.
Isn't Hunter Renfro unemployed? Can Hunter Renfro play special teams? Last I checked, yes. Sign Hunter Renfro. He's a rat, and I mean that as a compliment. He's a ball breaker, like Wes Welker. Rat. Like these slot machine players, they just do their job. They run little diddly-doo routes.
We'll just go ahead and put Tom Kennedy on the 53-man roster.
Sure. The point I'm making is, okay, no third receiver. Number two, Jake Bates. I mean, the arguments about kickers at this station, they don't value the kicker spot. How many times do we have to go over this? They don't care. They just don't care.
No.
They're going to play the analytics. It's like Bo Schembechler. You guys all worship at that guy's grave. He had walk-on kickers. He would never give one a scholarship. He didn't value him. He didn't like him. That's Dan Campbell. They don't care. They're not going to use their kicker because the downs of consequence are going to determine their game well before. Or number three, and this is the one I really just can't freak out about. Oh, my God, we need an established backup. Okay, who? You used a third-round pick on a quarterback 2 years ago. Hendon Hooker's your backup. And if Hendon Hooker has to play, you're probably effed. The same way that if Chad Henne has to play, you're effed. Okay? There's your greeting card from Hallmark.
Really? Hendon shouldn't start?
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. The point I'm making is these are the three prevailing things that people are wailing about right now. So which of these three concerns you the most? No legitimate option at the wide receiver spot after Amon-Ra and J-Mo. A shaky kicker from like the California Penal League. Or no legitimate veteran backup, which seems weird in a town where most people already have the Hooker statue up next to Barry. 248-539-9797.
The Hendon Hooker statue, just to be clear.
I just realized that could be taken into... I'd like to apologize to the Sanders family. There was nothing leading. Okay. I'd like to apologize.
The 30 for 30. The real reason why Barry left.
No. I understand and thank you for the correction.
I look at this and honestly, I don't see any of these being a concern for you because as I explained, the third receiver, guys, you already have too many mouths to feed. Ben Johnson has to come up with different ways to keep so many people happy. You have five options already. A third receiver will only be the sixth option. What you're really saying is what if Amon-Ra goes down? Hey, that's life, okay? That's football. It happens. Everybody's going to get dinged up.
Look at the Vikings. Jordan Addison just got carried off the field.
Right.
You got your quarterback's dead. Like, this is football.
The backup QB, if you really look at it, there's not too many teams who could just insert backup guy and keep it going for more than, I think, three games where this guy is going to end up becoming the next person. So, yeah, that's not a concern for me because that's every other team. So I guess by default, it's kicker because eventually you're going to have to kick field goals. I don't think that any of the three are a high priority, but kicker wins by default. It was nice to see with a little bit of pressure on, he stepped up, he got it done, he kicked the walk-off game-winning field goal on the road. That's something that Dan Campbell can put in his back pocket, even though he does not respect kickers, knowing that if I have to in a game in Minnesota or if I have to in a game where we're playing the Falcons in the playoffs and we're in Atlanta – he's done this before. I can trust him to at least go out there and not embarrass himself.
All right, so Rico goes with the kicker. And I don't think you're crazy for it. And again, you want a third wide receiver? You can go off the scrap heap. You could trade for one down the line. You could somebody gets cut during the year.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to go with somebody who gets cut because you don't have the trade pieces.
Well, what you're not going to find is a kicker. You're not going to make some big trade for a great kicker. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, Tucker's not leaving Baltimore.
Exactly. Right. Okay. You're a second round pick. It's not happening. So, look, the backup quarterback thing, I'm just a believer if Jared Goff gets hurt, season's over anyways. You know, things like Brock Purdy, that you don't plan on that. That just happens to you.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, and I think Kirk Cousins may have been the last backup who
and
just...
And before that, you look at Tom Brady, right? Yeah. Drew Bledsoe died. And a guy who they never wanted to play played and just blossomed. I don't believe there's a backup that, oh my God, if we bring in Ryan Tannehill, you what? You don't win a playoff game.
So, yeah, I mean, even Nick Foles couldn't keep the job after he won the Super Bowl. So
look, those are the three topics other shows are wailing about. I just would like to know which one are you most worried about? Rico and I are pretty chill about it. Sure, I'm fine if you say, hey, let's get a receiver. But, like, I'm not going to die on the hill named Julio Jones with his 11 catches. Yeah. What's Julio on his 15? He's 100 years old. He's never healthy. He's got nothing in the tank.
Yeah. My biggest concern was not an option that you gave, and it's nothing that the Lions can control.
Injuries?
No. It's the division's gotten better.
Oh, not giving you that.
Right. I said that's my biggest concern, man. And that's nothing that you can do. It's just, hey, the neighborhood, hey, they went out and worked on their houses as well. Good luck with that. But of the three, it's kicker by default because if you have so many offensive weapons that putting Jahmyr Gibbs out of the backfield, like you line him and Montgomery up in the backfield and then you swing him out in motion, congratulations. You know what you now have? A third receiver. He's going to be getting picked up by a linebacker or a safety. Good luck to that guy.
248-539-9797. David, of the three that other shows have been yelling about, what's your biggest concern?
Yeah, I'm not going to go crazy over either one of these, but I think my default answer will be the wide receiver. Just because having another weapon would be great, but I'm not going crazy over getting one. I'm not broken up that, oh my gosh, I need to get one.
And it's not, there's no wrong answer. But for everybody so concerned over the third receiver, then if this guy is involved in the offense, whose balls are you taking away? Who's not getting receptions?
Oh, that's a drop. 248-539-9797. Kenny.
Just laughing at that last drop.
No, I mean, listen, there's potential there. Go ahead.
So I'm looking at the third wide receiver as a luxury. It's not my biggest concern, and you have it by committee, whether it's Laporta, whether it's Gibbs, whether it's Montgomery. You can do it a variety of ways.
What if it's J-Mo from a technical standpoint? 100%. J-Mo won't get the targets Laporta or Amon-Ra get.
100%. It could easily be J-Mo. And the backup quarterback thing, I think I line up more with you, where if you need one, then you're in enough trouble already where, well, the season's over to begin with.
Yeah, if you wanted that type of luxury, and I didn't advise it, you had to go out and pay Minshew $10, $12, $13 million a year. And you're not going to do that in a Super Bowl window. You needed to add players. You needed to add Carlton Davis. You needed to add DJ Reader. You needed to pay Taylor Decker or pay these people. So, I look, I know it's preseason. I know people want to really be intense about football, but this is why I don't value any of this. You have to look at the NFL. You can't future-proof everything.
Right.
Because you just can't. If you get a hole in your roof, you're going to get wet. That's the NFL.
Yeah. And I don't think that Hendon Hooker is your immediate starter because, hypothetically, you don't want this. Goff goes down. You're not going to start the Rams game with Hendon Hooker. At that point, they're going to get desperate, and they're going to try to go out and make a trade to bring in somebody with more experience, especially if he's going to be gone for a long time.
Can I get an amen?
248-539-9797.
You want to do the topic?
We'll get with you, the people, not in this lifetime or the next, Rico. 97.1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right. David, ticket text. We got a lot of shows doing a lot of moaning about a lot of things we don't think are problems. But of these three critical preseason issues, what's the biggest concern? Is it no veteran backup? Is it no veteran third receiver? Or is it kicker from garbage can? Which is it? Because what we're not doing is taking any of those serious in any... And if you disagree with my viewpoint on the NFL, let's battle. I got the energy and the bad attitude for it today. Let's do it. I just believe in the NFL, you get a hole in your roof, you're getting wet. There is no future-proofing everything. There's a salary cap and roster limitations for a reason. The wrong thing happens at the wrong time. Guess what? You're dead. David?
Khalif averages over 500 receiving yards the last 3 years. I am not worried about the third wide receiver. Someone else says, number four, none of the above. We're fine. People were losing their minds last year for the same reasons. How did that turn out?
I think people want to create stuff in preseason because they know deep down it's useless. All of this, it's silly. Play. Let's start week one.
Someone says we have the cap room. Go get a wide receiver. No reason not
Who?
To.
Who? Give me a name. You think I'm going to get on the air like John and start yelling and screaming about Julio Jones's cadaver? What, are you kidding me? You think if you asked Julio to go play special teams and take up a roster spot, he would? Here, no. Julio be a gunner. He'd have to get on a Vespa. This isn't Madden. Whoever you add as a depth player has to help you on special teams. Has to. Julio Jones. If Julio Jones were so special, he'd be employed.
I don't think Julio Jones is ready to be a number three receiver. In his mind, he's thinking, I can still be a one, maybe a two. A three is an insult to him. And you know what you'll get? A lackluster Julio if he comes here.
Don't get one anyway because he's that bad. Someone says, I think the backup quarterback is the issue. Signed Stidham for $6 or $7 million. Another person texting in, Josh in Detroit texting in, big wide receiver is what I want. We have no big end zone jump ball guys. Big guy to go outside, work the middle of the field.
Yeah, you do. His name's Sam Laporta. The guy's built like a corn silo. Yeah, that's your guy in the red zone. How about Amon-Ra? Oh, he's small. Really? Who can cover him?
Mike and Roy Loke. I'm most worried about the Lions and their zone defense. It was awful last year, and then this preseason, it looks the same. Keep playing man.
Okay, if they're playing vanilla coverages in the preseason, they're showing nothing. Please don't stress yourself out. Make no determinations on what you're watching. Now, if your kicker's 0 for 7, we can have a conversation. But I'm with Rika. I have learned this is what Dan Campbell's going to do. They do not care about kicker. Mm-hmm. They are not going to spend on a kicker. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to use him. They're not.
Mike, the same way you were wrong about golf, you will be proven wrong on Hooker. He will be the Lions quarterback of the future in 3 to 4 years.
Hold on, time. First of all, he won't be signed in 3 to 4 years. So, goodbye. Second of all, what have I said wrong about golf?
When he first got here.
Oh, guilty as charged.
No, but those are the receipts. He's got little hands. He's a Band-Aid. You're going to do better. You're going to find somebody with those first-round draft
picks. And what did he do once he started playing?
Started winning.
And what did we do?
We changed our mind. Like I said, I'm the hillbilly who wanted to pay the guy a year earlier, and I would have saved you money.
I said, hey, Daniel Jones deal right now, $40 million, just give it to him.
Like, what? Let me ask you a question. I can't. You're a texter. What is it? Like, what is this cologne that Hendon Hooker wears that just gets you all hot and bothered?
You know, like, what it is.
I don't understand it. You have a quarterback you just paid. You're dead.
It's not Hooker. It's the backup quarterback that they love. They always love the backup quarterback in this town.
David, you bought the ticket. You're in the ballpark. You're in the wrong seat. It is the backup QB, but what is he? And what can't Goff do? Hooker has mobility. That's the difference. So
Jared Goff just led you to the NFC title game and has played Pro Bowl caliber football.
But on a 3rd and 8, he can elude the pocket and pick up 15 yards. Okay. And no, Mike, it's why people like seeing what Caleb Williams is doing and Jaden Daniels, and you like seeing that.
I just always thought in this town, when the Lions started winning, people would get smarter. They've gotten dumber.
No, because they have.
I'll say it. I don't care. You're too nice.
No.
Stop being stupid.
It's Detroit versus everybody, but you want everybody to value what you have.
They sound like Michigan fans then. You don't need validation. Your team is really good.
Where do you think Michigan fans go on Sunday?
I won't say it. I was about to say something absolutely terrible. No, Kenny.
You want a quarterback. You like, people see what Mahomes did, and you want somebody to say, I want this. I want that. That's what.
What'd you say?
None of your business.
I will tell you, if you are nice and you behave yourself, okay. I will tell you at the next break.
Okay.
I'm not starting the week being that mean.
But yes.
Kenny knows I'm right.
Lions fans are Michigan fans. So when it sounds and seems that way, it's because most are.
It is that way. 248-539-9797. David, a couple of ticket texts. Get to the callers in a moment. Go ahead.
I'm concerned about the special teams. They muffed two kicks back in back-to-back games. Their special team sucks.
Okay.
That's from Frank.
Those guys will be riding a garbage truck in a week. All right? Relax.
Thank you. Someone says, go get Corey Davis as the third wide receiver. He's a big body.
He can't play. If Corey Davis were any good, he would be currently being paid U.S. currency to play football.
He's a long way away from those Western Michigan days.
Right, and again, like all of these names, if they're any good, they're in camp. Like, the difference between winning and losing isn't Corey Davis. And if you have an injury and you go sign somebody, the odds are they're not going to help you.
Oh,
what? You know,
maybe they should go get Colin Kaepernick for the backup QB.
Okay. Maybe you should go home.
Thank you.
Leave.
See you guys.
Yeah, you get your ass to that wedding.
Tell you, amen.
2-4. Nope. Definitely not with what he was
saying. You're going to be a problem.
You're a real, real problem. God. 248-539-9797. I will get to the callers momentarily. We'll do it next. 97.1.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, straight to the people. Number of topics in the mix. We'll start out with our man, Garrett, who's got something to say regarding the Tigers. Garrett, how you doing, brother? What's going on?
Mike, it's good. How was your weekend? You been doing all right?
Superb. Yes, and I know my opinion with the Tigers winning, I don't know how you take it, but where are you at with it?
Well, I think agree with you more than I'd agree with some of the mouth breathers right now with two games into the preseason for the Lions, because that's why I can't talk about that football. So God bless you, Mike. God bless you. God bless you, Enrico, on that.
We're trying.
Hey, no, I totally agree with you. But so I guess in my eyes, I'm looking at this team next year for 2025, and we had talked about how really the only guys you think next year are truly on the team are Green, Meadows made, you know, for his defensive metrics, sure. And then obviously, you know, Scoble and things like that. Well, I guess out of the young kids that are there, and hypothetically, if everything goes right, okay, and say Young does come out of camp next year at third base, say Trey Sweeney at least has a spot in the roster next year, and say at least that Buehrling is on the roster as a fourth outfield, because I don't think the outfield is awful, but I would argue this, Mike, that really up next year, you need an arm and maybe two, maybe three bats, and then maybe go out and get another guy in the pen, depending on what you have in the minors. I don't really know familiarity as much, but I feel like that's kind of par for the course for what Scott Harris should be doing. And same thing like what Steve Yzerman did, and he had to blow that up too. And I hate that I keep going back to it, but remember, everyone hated the fact that, you know, that team was so bad after Ken Holland had it. What did he do? He nuked it for 2 years. He played all the young kids, was able to identify what kids needed to stay, signed players, and then he realized, oh crap, this isn't moving as fast as it is. And now he signed himself a team that's hypothetically supposed to be in the playoff hunt this year.
But that's what I need Scott Harris and Chris Illich to do, that if this team gets hot at the end of this year, like they did at the end of last year, then it's Baez, pay the money, Maeda, pay the money, and I need you to go out and add and build it around Scoble and help these kids. I mean, Garrett, You can't offer me another offseason like last year. You know what? You might be able to, because this fan base has no idea what they're talking about. That's just the bottom line.
I guess the only thing that scares me is that what this offseason was kind of the track record that Scott Harris has had. So then it makes you question, then did you really get the right hire in the first place, right?
Look, I think Scott Harris is a really smart guy, and I think clearly he's made a number of smart moves. The problem is he's made a lot of bad ones too, or done nothing at all. So, Garrett, right. I'm not challenging that it's not the right hire. I'm challenging that you don't have an owner that has urgency or refuses to show it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
I'm not trying to say, Mike, that it's the wrong hire. What I'm trying to say is that I just look at what Scott Harris did, right? Not just here in Detroit, but in his baseball life, right?
Like what did he do? He was the assistant in Frisco for like a day, and then he was just a low-level staffer in Chicago, right?
Yeah, and a lot of those people didn't really spend, which sucks because they should have, but they didn't. And you're right, they need to spend. They need to go out and probably get two bats and go out and do what they did with Flaherty this year and find themselves a one-year or two-year
deal. And the
other
thing that's looming is you got to get Scoble signed.
Yep. And you got to figure out, that out because, okay, if you got to get him signed, you got Reese Olson, you're going to have a couple more years of control on him. And then basically you got yourself a 1-2 where now you hope Job can be your number three. You go out, you sign another mid-end guy, you know, hopefully then that's your number four, and then who cares who your number five is.
Well, see, Garrett, that's why I'm hoping that this team goes out and does well and finishes out, because then Scott Harris, we're going to hold you to your word. You said when this core was ready, you go spin.
And that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Look, I know you guys don't want to hear this, but it's reality. Job shouldn't break camp with this team, because there is no value to me in bringing him up here and then shutting him down in July. You need Job for the stretch if you're going to be competitive next year, and he's going to be on a hard innings cap. He just hasn't pitched a lot. And I can't bring him up till mid-year. So I don't want to hear that, oh, we can't block Job. Stop. Injuries in pitchers. It is bacon and eggs. You need more than five pitchers. It'll sort itself out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we talked about this. I mean, the Tigers 2-3 against the Yanks, and they sweep the Mariners. All right, you want us to be pumped up about it? Cool. Here's why. This is what it has to lead to. Actual accountability for Harris and Illich, that they are going to provide us a product where we can feel proud of our baseball team and win and make a playoff run. I can't. It's been 10 years. And this year, I'll be honest, when they start winning like this, it upsets me because they should have made it this year if they just would have tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people. You're an idiot. I don't even care. Stop being stupid. I genuinely. That's fine. I'm not mad at the drop. I really think like this town just wants to make excuses for the Tigers instead of holding them to the same accountability that they hold their Detroit Lions. Like, literally for years, were a pariah in this town.
But people made excuses for them until the Lions just said, you know what, how about we just start winning? And then it was, oh, they're the best team ever. They're never going to lose a game. They're going to go 15-2.
Yes.
I think the same holds true with the Tigers. If the Tigers would just actually win and actually bring in some players, this fan base will go nuts.
It would take care of itself. Go to Matt, 97.1. What's up, Matty?
Hey now. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Thanks for letting my long drives go by much, much quicker. You guys are awesome. Hey, two quick points, and then I'll get to my main. Rico, that drop, all I want to hear is Rico's veterinary service with that drop in it, and I think you got a home run there.
Oh, David, hit the button. You know what he's asking for. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I want it for the people. David, go ahead. The computer blew up. We'll get to it, Matt. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I couldn't stop laughing when I heard him say it. I'm like, I know what Mike's doing with that. Oh, and by the way, Tate guy got some inside information. CJ Stroud will be starting for Houston, so go ahead and throw that in your
list. Breaking news. Prescott starting for the Cowboys.
Breaking news. So, my Lions. So, I kind of think that people are kind of overreacting because we've got this mentality of we went from the orphanage all the way up to getting spoiled, and we don't know how to handle it. So we went from begging, oh, please, sir, let one of our draft picks be okay, to like all of a sudden we got all these weapons, all these tools, and we don't know what to do. We gotta be concerned about something. I'm not worried. I don't even want a kicker. I'm with Dan Campbell. I think we could go in this whole season without one. We don't need one. We had three great kickers for about 40 years, and we had one playoff win. So I don't think I'm overly concerned about a kicker. Backup quarterback, I'll roll with Hendon Hooker going into the season. If something happens to Goff long term, I have full confidence they can go out and grab someone like Tannehill at that point, but I don't want to spend the money to do it now. So that kind of leaves you with the receivers. Yeah, I'm not too overly concerned either because, boy, if I had to draw plays and I had names like Gibbs, LaPorta, nice. Vaki, Brown, once again, if they were concerned, I have full confidence in Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell to say, yeah, let's go get someone. And since they haven't, I'm going to roll with it myself.
Yeah. I'm with
that's
you.
Where I stand.
And Maddie, look, that's where you're
Whose
at.
Whose balls are you taking away?
There you go. Rico's Vet Service. It's like Bob Barker at the end of The Price is Right. Get your pets spayed and neutered.
Whose balls are you taking away?
No, seriously, you used to say it at the end of Prices. Kenny, did you watch Prices Right as a kid?
No.
What am I, 100? No.
Oh, come on.
Whoa.
Yes, come on.
100? You don't have, no.
Really? Barker was doing that show until like 2 years ago.
I was about to say, you never had grandma babysit you as you're watching Prices Right because she loved
Sick
it?
On a school day and you watch the Prices Right?
No, none of it.
Okay.
All right. Georgia Bacon's.
Wow.
All right. Quick timeout. We'll touch the table on some football that actually matters. It's week zero, people. Rico's heading to Florida State, Georgia Tech to kick the season off. Very exciting times. He's stopping in at Magic City for some of the wings.
Uh-huh. Lou Williams special.
It's in Atlanta, right? Aren't they playing him in G-Tech? Oh, who cares? David, hit the button. What the hell is this?
It's week zero, Mike. It's time
God,
for a little
it means I got to listen to you. All right.
College football predictions for the year.
Yeah, there it is. That's all this is. Translation. Rico sits back, takes receipts. He says nothing and then holds everything we say against us.
No!
Great, let's do it.
No, I'm going to be in on this as well. Let's start right here in the Big Ten. Ohio State wins the Big Ten.
No, it's Oregon's conference to lose. They're better up front both ways. They got a more established quarterback. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure Ryan Day is a smart human being anymore. Oregon.
Penn State will say no. Or Oregon.
It's definitely Oregon. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think this is going to be a consensus here. I don't think anybody's going to have Ohio State unless Rico does. I'm Oregon.
I'm taking the Buckeyes to win the Big Ten. I think they will upset the Oregon Ducks. Is it really an upset if you're a one-point underdog? But yeah, Ohio State. All right. Clemson will win the ACC.
Yes. Mainly because that is a wet garbage conference. But yes.
But Clemson is turning into wet garbage slowly but surely. I'll say no. I'll take the field.
I don't need the field. I'll take NC State.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in Clemson this year.
Let me write that down. David said NC State. Just in case. David, you're right. You can get your props.
I really can't stand it. I'm going to write that down.
I'm just saying.
He's such a jackass, isn't he?
You know what? As much as I think that they're a failing team, I still...
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
The Valenti and Rico Show is presented by Femininio Law. Go to GetDavidGetPaid.com.
All right, straight to the people. Number of topics in the mix. We'll start out with our man Garrett, who's got something to say regarding the Tigers. Garrett, how you doing, brother? What's going on?
Mike, it's good. How was your weekend? You been doing all right?
Superb. Yes, and I know... My opinion with the Tigers winning, I don't know how you take it, but where are you at with it?
Well, I think agree with you more than I'd agree with some of the mouth breathers right now with two games into the preseason for the Lions, because that's why I can't talk about that football. So God bless you, Mike. God bless you. God bless you, Enrico, on that.
We're trying.
Hey, no, I totally agree with you. But so I guess in my eyes, I'm looking at this team next year for 2025, and we had talked about how really the only guys you think next year are truly on the team are Green, Meadows, maybe, you know, for his defensive metrics, sure. And then obviously, you know, Scoble and things like that. Well, I guess out of the young kids that are there, and hypothetically, if everything goes right, okay, and say Young does come out of camp next year at third base, say Trey Sweeney at least has a spot in the roster next year, and say at least that Vierling is on the roster as a fourth outfield, because I don't think the outfield is awful, but I would argue this, Mike, that really up next year, you need an arm and maybe two, maybe three bats, and then maybe go out and get another guy in the pen, depending on what you have in the minors. I don't really know familiarity as much, but I feel like that's kind of par for the course for what Scott Harris should be doing, and same thing like what Steve Yzerman did, and he had to blow that up too, and I hate that I keep going back to it, but remember, everyone hated the fact that, you know, that team was so bad after Ken Holland had it. What did he do? He nuked it for 2 years. He played all the young kids, was able to identify what kids needed to stay, sign players, and then he realized, oh, crap, this isn't moving as fast as it is. And now he signed himself a team that's hypothetically supposed to be in the playoff hunt this year.
But that's what I need Scott Harris and Chris Illich to do, that if this team gets hot at the end of this year, like they did at the end of last year, then it's Baez, pay the money, Maeda, pay the money, and I need you to go out and add and build it around Scooble and help these kids. I mean, Garrett, yeah. You can't offer me another offseason like last year. You know, you might be able to, because this fan base has no idea what they're talking about. That's just the bottom line.
No, you're right. I guess the only thing that scares me is that what this offseason was kind of the track record that Scott Harris has had. So then it makes you question, then did you really get the right hire in the first place, right?
Look, I think Scott Harris is a really smart guy, and I think clearly he's made a number of smart moves. The problem is he's made a lot of bad ones too, or done nothing at all. So, Garrett, right. I'm not challenging that it's not the right hire. I'm challenging that you don't have an owner that has urgency or refuses to show it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a problem
and
with that.
I'm not trying to say, Mike, that it's the wrong hire. What I'm trying to say is that I just look at what Scott Harris did, right? Not just here in Detroit, but in his baseball life, right?
Like what did he do? He was the assistant in Frisco for like a day, and then he was just a low-level staffer in Chicago, right?
Yeah, and a lot of those people didn't really spend, which sucks because they should have, but they didn't. And you're right, they need to spend. They need to go out and probably get two bats and go out and do what they did with Flaherty this year and find themselves a one-year, two-year
And the
deal.
Other thing that's looming is you got to get Skubal signed.
Yep. And you got to figure out, that out because, okay, if you got to get him signed, you got Reese Olson, you're going to have a couple more years of control on him. And then basically you got yourself a 1-2 where now you hope Job can be your number 3. You go out, you sign another mid-end guy, you know, hopefully then that's your number 4, and then who cares who your number 5
is? Well, see, Garrett, that's why I'm hoping that this team goes out and does well and finishes out because then Scott Harris, we're going to hold you to your word. You said when this core was ready – you go spin.
And that's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Look, I know you guys don't want to hear this, but it's reality. Job shouldn't break camp with this team because there is no value to me in bringing him up here and then shutting him down in July. You need Job for the stretch if you're going to be competitive next year, and he's going to be on a hard innings cap. He just hasn't pitched a lot, and I can't bring him up till mid-year. So I don't want to hear that, oh, we can't block Job. Stop. Injuries in pitchers. It is bacon and eggs. You need more than 5 pitchers. It'll sort itself out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we talked about this. I mean, the Tigers 2-3 against the Yanks, and they sweep the Mariners. All right, you want us to be pumped up about it? Cool. Here's why. This is what it has to lead to. Actual accountability for Harris and Ilitch, that they are going to provide us a product where we can feel proud of our baseball team and win and make a playoff run. I can't. It's been 10 years. And this year, I'll be honest, when they start winning like this, it upsets me because they should have made it this year if they just would have tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. Oh, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people. You're an idiot. I don't even care. Stop being stupid. I genuinely. That's fine. I'm not mad at the drop. I really think like this town just wants to make excuses for the Tigers instead of holding them to the same accountability that they hold their Detroit Lions. Like, literally for years, the Lions were a pariah in this town.
But people made excuses for them until the Lions just said, you know what, how about we just start winning? And then it was, oh, they're the best team ever. They're never going to lose a game. They're going to go 15-2.
Yes.
I think the same holds true with the Tigers. If the Tigers would just actually win and actually bring in some players, this fan base would go nuts.
It would take care of itself. Go to Matt, 97.1. What's up, Matty?
Hey, now.
Thanks
for taking my call.
What's up?
Thanks for letting my long drives go by much, much quicker. You guys are awesome. Hey, 2 quick points, and then I'll get to my main. Rico, that drop. All I want to hear is Rico's veterinary service with that drop in it. And I think you got a home run there.
Oh, David, hit the button. You know what he's asking for. Oh, hey, hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I want it for the people. David, go ahead. The computer blew up. We'll get to it, Matt. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
Great
go ahead.
I couldn't stop laughing when I heard him say it. I'm like, oh, I know what Mike's doing with that. Oh, and by the way, Jake Guy got some inside information. CJ Stroud will be starting for Houston, so go ahead and throw that in your
breaking on. News. Prescott starting for the
breaking
Cowboys.
Breaking news. So, my Lions. So, I kind of think that people are kind of overreacting because we've got this mentality of we went from the orphanage all the way up to getting spoiled, and we don't know how to handle it. So we went from begging, oh please, sir, let one of our draft picks be okay, to like all of a sudden we got all these weapons, all these tools, and we don't know what to do. We gotta be concerned about something. I'm not worried. I don't even want a kicker. I'm with Dan Campbell. I think we could go in this whole season without one. We don't need one. we had three great kickers for about 40 years, and we had one playoff win, so I don't think I'm overly concerned about a kicker. Backup quarterback, I'll roll with Hendon Hooker going into the season. If something happens to Goff long-term, I have full confidence they can go out and grab someone like Tannehill at that point, but I don't want to spend the money to do it now. So that kind of leaves you with the receivers. Yeah, I'm not too overly concerned either because, boy, if I had to draw up plays and I had names like Gibbs, Laporta, nice. Vaki, Brown, once again, if they were concerned, I have full confidence in Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell to say, yeah, let's go get someone. And since they haven't, I'm going to roll with it myself.
I'm with it.
That's where I stand.
And Maddie, look, that's where you're
Whose
at.
Whose balls are you taking away?
There you go. Rico's Vet Service. It's like Bob Barker at the end of The Price is Right. Get your pets spayed and neutered.
Whose balls are you taking away?
No, seriously. You used to say it at the end of Price is Right. Kenny, did you watch Price is Right as a kid? No.
What am I, 100? No.
Oh, come on.
Whoa.
You don't have no.
Really? Barker was doing that show until like 2 years ago.
I was about to say you never had grandma babysit you as you're watching Price is Right because she loved
Sick
it.
On a school day and you watch the Price is Right?
No, none of it.
Okay.
All right. Georgia Bacon's.
Wow.
Quick timeout. We'll touch the table on some football that actually matters. It's week zero, people. Rico's heading to Florida State, Georgia Tech to kick the season off. Very exciting times. He's stopping in at Magic City for some of the wings.
Uh-huh. Lou Williams special.
It's in Atlanta, right? Aren't they playing him in G-Tech? Oh, who cares? David, hit the button. What the hell is this?
It's week zero, Mike. It's time for
God, it means I got to listen to you. All right.
College football predictions for the year.
Yeah, there it is. That's all this is. Translation. Rico sits back, takes receipts. He says nothing and then holds everything we say against us.
No.
Great. Let's do it.
No, I'm going to be in on this as well. Let's start right here in the Big Ten. Ohio State wins the Big Ten.
No. It's Oregon's conference to lose. They're better up front both ways. They got a more established quarterback. And I'm sorry, I'm not sure Ryan Day is a smart human being anymore. Oregon.
Penn State will say no. Or Oregon. It's definitely Oregon.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think this is going to be a consensus here. I don't think anybody's going to have Ohio State unless Rico does. I'm Oregon.
I'm taking the Buckeyes to win the Big Ten. I think they will upset the Oregon Ducks. Is it really an upset if you're a 1-point underdog? But yeah, Ohio State. All right. Clemson will win the ACC.
Yes. Mainly because that is a wet garbage conference. But yes.
But Clemson is turning into wet garbage slowly but surely. I'll say no. I'll take the field.
I don't need the field. I'll take NC State.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in Clemson this year.
Let me write that down. David said NC State. Just in case. David, you're right. You can get your props.
I really can't say it. I'm going to write that down.
I'm just saying.
He's such a jackass, isn't he?
You know what? As much as I think that they're a failing team, I still believe they're a failing team. No, Clemson will not win the ACC. The ACC will get three teams in the college football playoffs.
Maybe in 3 years. No. Ridiculous.
Not three this year. Two. Not three.
Yes, I agree with everyone.
Hey, honestly, can we turn the mic off when we move the mic? That way it doesn't sound like Kenny is bringing the microphone, like dragging it along the floor.
Oh, we just get a splitter and have two mics.
I know. It's only been 10 years of asking for it. Boop, bop, bop, boop, bop, beep.
All right. LSU will finish the season ranked higher regular season than Alabama.
No. Their defense is hideous. Absolutely not. And I don't believe in Nussmeier. No.
As much as I would like to take this opportunity to throw shade on Alabama, I actually agree with Mike on this one, so no.
Plus, they're both so far beneath you. What do you care, Kenny? David, go ahead.
No, they won't.
I think they will.
Of course, because I'm a contrarian Richard.
No. USC wins 8 or more games this season.
Ooh, Jim. I think there's actually a way that this can happen. 8 or more?
8 or more.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. Well, Kenny wants the mic, so I guess he's...
Yeah, here, why don't you drag the microphone across the parking lot before you...
Here we go! Come see that black... There's a new faces, new places thing here. I'm going to say no.
I think they will. I think they're going to win 8 games. Exactly 8. Utah wins the Big 12.
And say yes. Best front 7. Established defense. Cam Rising back. Better injury luck. What is it? Keefe or Kuthi, the tight end, is back. They had such horrible injury luck. They had a pig farmer as a quarterback last year. I'll say yes to Utah.
Yeah, while I always wonder about the quarterback here, I'm going to go with yes. I think he's back fully healthy. Yes.
Cam Rising.
Yeah, you can't possibly have worse injury luck, so by default, I would say yes.
Okay, clean sweep. Oh, now it gets fun.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of individuals. Shedeur Sanders is in New York as a Heisman finalist. Not winning it.
Yeah.
He's a Heisman finalist in New York.
For fun, on FanDuel right now, his odds to win the Heisman are plus 4,000. Just, I wonder. Okay. I don't think Colorado goes over their 5.5 win total, and I just don't think it's possible for a guy on a 4-8, 5-7 team to be in New York. So I'll say no.
I generally agree with Mike's line of thinking, but this is a made-for-TV event. This really doesn't have that much to do with wins and losses, so I'm going to say yes, he will be there, courtesy of Rico Beard.
Okay.
I also agree. The TV executives will want him in New York, so okay. I'm going yes.
You guys, I think you're giving the executives way too much power.
Oh, really?
You still have to play the games
really?
On the field.
That's funny, because I saw Aiden and Jabril Peppers in New York, but not the only Doak Walker Award winner to ever not get there.
But Michigan.
It doesn't matter.
TV executive, you just said it.
Will Anderson had double the season that Aiden had that year, and he didn't get to New York.
He went to the wrong school.
That's TV execs.
That's not TV execs. That's TV Michigan, execs. Mike.
That's Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt just priming the pump. Oh, with my broadcast partner.
I'm going to go
fake
no.
Fake fist pump.
Jalen Milroe is in New York as a Heisman finalist.
As a tourist? No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no shot.
Do you know between 10 and 20 yards passing, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in Division I? Throws a beautiful deep ball. But in Kalen DeBoer's offense, if you're not operating with intermediate throws, how do you operate? I'm asking you. That's your boy.
I think they fix him. I think he's there.
Okay.
David?
Oh, Kenny, I don't think you can do that on camera. Oh, my God. That was outrageous.
Yes.
He's there in New York. Not winning it, but he's there. Okay. David, this one's for you. Penn State will finish with more wins than Michigan.
Yes, sadly, yes.
Michael?
Yes. I just don't have a lot of belief that Michigan's just going to rattle off 10 wins. Penn State's schedule's easier. They have a lot back. It's now or never. I think Michigan takes a step back. Plus, they don't know the team's plays.
Yeah, Penn State is Big Ten good, but not national good, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, Penn State will do what they always do. They'll lose both of their big games, but they'll end up in the playoff, and then they'll get smoked there, too.
Billy Napier is the first coach fired
mid-season. In America?
Yeah.
Oh, how am I supposed to predict that? Well, like how some broke bleep Kennesaw State not going to get capped.
Power 4 conference.
Yeah. Their schedule's the hardest schedule I've ever seen. And they're looking for a reason to ace him out, besides his $8 haircut. So, yeah, I'll roll with you. Napier, out.
It always seems like it's the obvious one that's never fired first, though. Somebody will fall down a flight of stairs without realizing it. I'll take the field.
You're probably smart for doing that. I should have done the same.
I'm going to take the field.
Yeah, and Mike, it may be a familiar name that you know well, the Nard Dog.
Oh, did you see he brought in an OC who wants to run no huddle spread? How long is Narduzzi going to allow that before he assassinates?
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that Narduzzi will be.
Yeah, I think they're going to be bad.
Person. Big Ten will put four or more teams in the college football playoff.
Mortal Lock Networks. That's it.
Is that your answer for everything?
Yes, this is WrestleMania. It's a TV product. It's why 12-0 Liberty's not getting in. Why? Because they showed their ass in a New Year's Six last year, and it played a worse schedule, and ain't nobody want to see Liberty Bibberty. It's a TV product. This is your, you created this. Now you live with it.
But Emu.
Yeah, this this playoff was created for the SEC and the Big Ten, so yes.
Yeah, 100% made for TV. Gotta be.
I'm going to say no. I think they get three teams in.
With nothing to back that up, but okay.
No, no, because I think the Big Ten is going to beat up on each other.
Put it on the board right now. You put that on the board, okay. And the Big Ten's only getting
I'm
three.
In the middle of a segment. I can wait till the break to do that.
I'd rather just see you be... Just
you want to just walk away and do it right now?
Yes! Okay.
Big 12 will put three teams in the playoff.
No!
That's why we do this, Mike.
What, three?
Yeah.
No.
Lay off the weed. No.
No.
Okay. I agree. No.
Go ahead. Who's the non-Power 4 team who makes the playoffs? Go. Who's gonna do it? You can say Liberty if you want. I don't think there's any way the committee will let them in. Go ahead, funny guy. What do you got?
No, I'll go Boise, even though the quarterback from USC lost the starting
Madsen
job.
Madsen Maddox is going to be your starter, whatever his name is. He gets 4 feet tall. Yeah. Malachi Nelson did not win the job, but they got Ashton Gentry, best non-power 4-0 line. Defense, I don't know, a little shaky. Go ahead, David. Who's going to get in?
Boise.
All right, here. I'll
I don't think there's one that gets in.
What? No, they have to.
One gets in. It's
the highest
case.
Ranked non-P4. What about Memphis? Seth Hennigan's back for his 40th year. They averaged 40 a game last year. They may average 45 this year, and the Happy Action American Conference blows.
Yeah, but they got one game against, was it Florida or somebody?
They're playing Florida State. They could beat them. They could beat them.
If they beat Florida State, they're in. Because if they don't, I don't care what you do, you played homeless
Fun
people.
Note. Boise State plus 450 to make the playoff. Memphis plus 550. It's not all that different. Hey, David, you're number one, too, okay? I know. We're up against it. And Rico, quickly, go.
The last one. Who finishes the season higher, Tennessee or Miami?
Miami.
Tennessee.
Unbelievable. All right, that is Rico's receipts. Timeout. We'll touch the table on some football that actually matters. It's week zero, people. Rico's heading to Florida State, Georgia Tech to kick the season off. Very exciting times. He's stopping in at Magic City for some of the wings.
Uh-huh. Lou Williams special.
It's in Atlanta, right? Aren't they playing him in G-Tech? Oh, who cares? David, hit the button. What the hell is this?
It's week zero, Mike. It's time
God,
for a little.
It means I got to listen to you. All right.
College football predictions for the year.
Yeah, there it is. That's all this is. Translation. Rico sits back, takes receipts. He says nothing and then holds everything we say against us.
No.
Great. Let's do
it.
No,
I'm going to be in on this as
do
well.
It.
Let's start right here in the Big Ten. Ohio State wins the Big Ten.
No. It's Oregon's conference to lose. They're better up front both ways. They got a more established quarterback. And I'm sorry. I'm not sure Ryan Day is a smart human being anymore. Oregon.
Penn State will say no. Or Oregon. It's definitely,
wonder if,
definitely Oregon.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think this is going to be a consensus here. I don't think anybody's going to have Ohio State unless Rico does. I'm Oregon.
I'm taking the Buckeyes to win the Big Ten. I think they will... upset the Oregon Ducks. Is it really an upset if you're a one-point underdog? But yeah, Ohio State. All right. Clemson will win the ACC.
Yes. Mainly because that is a wet garbage conference. But yes.
But Clemson is turning into wet garbage slowly but surely. I'll say no. I'll take the field.
I don't need the field. I'll take NC State.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe in Clemson this year.
Let me write that down. David said NC State. Just in case. David, you're right. You can get your props.
I really can't stand it. I'm going to write that down.
I'm just saying.
He's such a jackass, isn't he?
You know what? As much as I think that they're a failing team, I still believe they're a failing team. No, Clemson will not win the ACC. The ACC will get three teams in the college football playoffs.
Maybe in 3 years. No. Ridiculous.
Not three this year. Two. Not three.
Yes, I agree with everyone.
Hey, two, honestly, can we turn the mic off when we move the mic? That way it doesn't sound like Kenny is bringing the microphone, like dragging it along the floor.
Oh, we just get a splitter and have two mics.
I know. It's only been 10 years of asking for it. Boop, bop, bop, boop, bop, beep.
All right. LSU will finish the season ranked higher regular than Alabama.
No. Their defense is hideous. Absolutely not. And I don't believe in Nussmeier. No.
As much as I would like to take this opportunity to throw shade on Alabama, I actually agree with Mike on this one, so no.
Plus, they're both so far beneath you. What do you care, Kenny? David, go ahead.
No, they won't.
I think they will.
Of course, because I'm a contrarian Richard.
No. USC wins eight or more games this season.
Ooh, Jim. I think there's actually a way that this can happen. Eight or more?
Eight or more.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. Well, Kenny wants the mic, so I guess he's...
Yeah, here, why don't you drag the microphone across the parking
here
lot before
we
you...
go! Come see that black... There's a new faces, new places thing here. I'm going to say no.
I think they will. I think they're going to win eight games, exactly eight. Utah wins the Big 12.
And say yes. Best front seven, established defense, Cam Rising back, better injury luck. What is it, Keefe or Kuthi, the tight end, is back. They had such horrible injury luck. They had a pig farmer as a quarterback last year. I'll say yes to Utah.
Yeah, while I always wonder about the quarterback here, I'm going to go with yes. I think he's back, fully healthy, yes.
Cam Rising.
Yeah, you can't possibly have worse injury luck, so by default, I would say yes.
Okay, clean sweep. Oh, now it gets fun.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of individuals. Shedeur Sanders is in New York as a Heisman finalist. Not winning it.
Yeah.
He's a Heisman finalist in New York.
For fun, on FanDuel right now, his odds to win the Heisman are plus 4,000. Just, I wonder. Okay. I don't think Colorado goes over their 5.5 win total, and I just don't think it's possible for a guy on a 4-8, 5-7 team to be in New York. So I'll say no.
I generally agree with Mike's line of thinking, but this is a made-for-TV event. This really doesn't have that much to do with wins and losses, so I'm going to say yes, he will be there, courtesy of Rico Beard.
Okay.
I also agree. The TV executives will want him in New York, so okay. I'm going yes.
You guys, I think you're giving the executives way too much power.
Oh, really?
You still have to play the game
really?
On the field.
That's funny, because I saw Aiden and Jabril Peppers in New York, but not the only Doak Walker Award winner to ever not get there.
But Michigan.
It doesn't matter.
TV executive, you just said it.
Will Anderson had double the season that Aiden had that year, and he didn't get to New York.
He went to the wrong school.
That's TV execs.
That's not TV execs. That's TV Michigan, execs. Mike.
That's Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt just priming the pump. Oh, with my broadcast partner.
I'm going to go
fake
no.
Fist pump.
Jalen Milroe is in New York as a Heisman finalist.
As a tourist? No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, no shot.
Do you know between 10 and 20 yards passing, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in Division I? Throws a beautiful deep ball. But in Kalen DeBoer's offense, if you're not operating with intermediate throws, how do you operate? I'm asking you. That's your boy.
I think they fix him. I think he's there.
Okay.
David?
Oh, Kenny, I don't think you can do that on camera. Oh, my God. That was outrageous.
Yes.
He's there in New York. Not winning it, but he's there. Okay. David, this one's for you. Penn State
will finish with more wins than Michigan.
Yes, sadly, yes.
Michael?
Yes. I just don't have a lot of belief that Michigan's just going to rattle off 10 wins. Penn State's schedule's easier. They have a lot back. It's now or never. I think Michigan takes a step back. Plus, they don't know the team's plays.
Yeah, Penn State is Big Ten good, but not national good, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, Penn State will do what they always do. They'll lose both of their big games, but they'll end up in the playoff, and then they'll get smoked there, too.
Billy Napier is the first coach fired
mid-season. In America?
Yeah.
Oh, how am I supposed to predict that? Well, like how some power, broke bleep no, no, from no, Kennesaw no, State no, not no. going to get capped.
Power Four Conference.
Yeah. Their schedule is the hardest schedule I've ever seen. And they're looking for a reason to ace him out, besides his $8 haircut. So, yeah, I'll roll with you. Napier, out.
It always seems like it's the obvious one that's never fired first, though. Somebody will fall down a flight of stairs without realizing it. I'll take the field.
You're probably smart for doing that. I should have done the same.
I'm going to take the field.
Yeah, and Mike, it may be a familiar name that you know well, the Nard Dog.
Oh, did you see he brought in an OC who wants to run no-huddle spread? How long is Narduzzi going to allow that before he assassinates
And that's him? What I'm saying. Yeah, I think that Narduzzi will be...
Yeah, I think they're going to be bad.
Person. Big Ten will put four or more teams in the college football playoff.
Mortal Lock Networks.
That's it. Is that your answer for everything?
Yes, this is WrestleMania. It's a TV product. It's why 12-0 Liberty's not getting in. Why? Because they showed their ass in a New Year's Six last year, and it played a worse schedule, and ain't nobody want to see Liberty Bibberty. It's a TV product. This is your... You created this. Now you live with it.
But Emu...
Yeah, this playoff was created for the SEC and the Big Ten, so yes.
Yeah, 100%. Made for TV. Gotta be.
I'm gonna say no. I think they get three teams in.
With nothing to back that up, but okay.
No, because I think the Big Ten is going to beat up on each other.
Put it on the board right now. You put that on the board, okay. That the Big Ten's only getting
I'm
three.
In the middle of a segment. I can wait till the break to do that.
I'd rather just see you be... Just
you want me to just it. Walk away and do it right now?
Yes! Okay.
Big 12 will put three teams in the playoff.
No!
That's why we do this, Mike.
What, three?
Yeah.
No.
Lay off the weed. No.
No.
Okay. I agree. No.
Go ahead. Who's the non-Power 4 team who makes the playoffs? Go. Who's gonna do it? You could say Liberty if you want. I don't think there's any way the committee will let them in. Go ahead, funny guy. What do you got?
No. I'll go Boise, even though the quarterback from USC lost the starting
Madsen
job.
Madsen Maddox is going to be your starter, whatever his name is. He gets 4 feet tall. Malachi Nelson did not win the job, but they got Ashton Gentry, best non-power 4-0 line. Defense, I don't know, a little shaky. Go ahead, David. Who's going to get in?
Boise.
All right, here.
I don't think there's one that gets in.
What? No, they have to.
One gets in. It's
the highest
case.
Ranked non-P4. What about Memphis? Seth Hennigan's back for his 40th year. They averaged 40 a game last year. They may average 45 this year, and the Happy Action American Conference blows.
Yeah, but they got one game against, was it Florida or somebody?
They're playing Florida State. They could beat them.
If they beat Florida State, they're in. Because if they don't, I don't care what you do, you played homeless
people.
Fun
note, Boise State plus 450 to make the playoff. Memphis plus 550. It's not all that different. Hey, David, you're number one too, okay? I know. We're up against it. And Rico, quickly, go.
The last one. Who finishes the season higher, Tennessee or Miami?
Miami.
Tennessee.
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 Unbelievable. All right, that is Rico's receipts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.